Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Housey Production Gospel. Tonight's special is a tribute to Keith Winbar Johnson. We have several people that's supposed to be calling in. All you can do is give out notices for them to call in, and we hope that they will be called. That's coming from 231 6th Avenue here. Okay, I got one caller on the line already. Let's see who we got here. Hey, good evening and welcome to Housey Production Gospel tribute to Keith Winbar Johnson. Who we got on the line?
Hey, how you doing? This is Devin Antoine.
Hey, Devin. I was hoping you'd call first, son. You faithful. Appreciate it. Good evening.
Yeah,
how
no
you doing?
Problem. I'm doing good.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Look at here. We're just now beginning. We got you stay on as long as you can. There's other people that are supposed to be joining us. We hope they do call in. But let's start out by I'm going to go to a page that Bob Marvick wrote about. Keith Winbar Johnson died suddenly at age 50, September 30th, 2022. One of the current kings of gospel quartet music, Keith Winbar Johnson, has died suddenly at the age of 50. Johnson was found dead in his Atlanta, Georgia home this morning, and autopsy is scheduled. Johnson was known as the big gospel radio hits such as Let's Go and Let Go and Let God Have His Way, Be Right and Hide Behind the Mountain. Reached out to you because me and you from our first interview some years ago, you talk about how you grew up in the church with Luther Barnes and his family and all the gospel artists and Papa Barnes, and how you at age of real early, your foot was imprinted in gospel music. So therefore you, over the years, they come up with the name, the Quartet Man. And I
right.
Say that you are the Quartet Man. And Keith Winbar Johnson loves some quartet music. From your experience and your years in this business, what can you tell us about Keith Winbar Johnson and how you and him come in contact?
Oh, man, he was a very energetic person on and off stage. He was the kind of person that knew how to make you laugh, and he knew how to get the crowd going and love to get God praise. And he was just an awesome guy on and off stage. And I want to say I met him around, 2002, something like that, around the time when his tribute to the quartet CD came out. It was around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to Rocky Mount, and there was so many groups there, but he stood out the most because he was, up and coming around that time, but he tore the place down when he came on stage. Mm-hmm. And we've been friends ever since.
I forgot who the guy was, and he told me about how he came in contact with him. And he said, just like you say, that name, Winbar, whenever you hear Keith Winbar Johnson, you're gonna stop. You're going to pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell me, that was your first initial contact with him. Tell us about your experience with him in other areas of the gospel music business and your over the years and the number of times you came in contact with him, had time to press the flesh with him, so to speak.
Oh, man, I see him countless of times. Every time we saw each other, it was nothing but love every single time. Always been friends down through the years. Always took pictures together and got music from him and so many things, and I saw him during the big Gospel Labor Day Fest that we used to have a long time ago, and the North Carolina Fall Gospel Classic. He came there just about every year, and sometimes he will stop by on Sunday mornings and sing, and it's always been love ever since.
Mm-hmm. What was the chemistry like when him and Luther Barnes was on the stage together at the church there?
Oh man, that was his mentor, so it was awesome every time. Sometimes everybody would come on stage. It would be Keith Wonderboy and Luther Barnes, and Tommy Ellison would be on stage, and Reverend Howard Slim Hunt. It would be a quartet reunion. And Keith would just light the place up every time he got the mic.
Mm-hmm. One of the things about the business that we're in, I find myself listening to artists sing and different songs, but Keith Wonderboy Johnson, that song, you ought to let go, let God have his way. And the one, Be Right, it's just like he finna end that song, and he said, reach over and catch the person next hand to you. And then, man, he would start it back up again. You think the song is ending, and everything get quiet, and he'd come back again.
Yeah, that's how he was.
Yeah. How electrifying was he on stage? In other words, when he'd be on stage, I remember as a kid going down to Mobile, Alabama, at the Civic Center to see professional gospel and blues singers in high school. What was that like in the audience and see a person, just like you said, take over an audience?
Oh, man, it was, well, coming up as a kid, it was amazing because he had so much energy and he was young and he related to the young people. So he would scoot across the stage on one leg and he just loved it.
Scoot across the stage on one leg?
Yeah, he did it all the time.
Oh, man. Did you get a chance to have an opportunity to meet any of his family members?
Well, I'm real good friends with his cousin, Bishop Darrell McFadden.
Okay.
And I never got a chance to meet his dad, which started the group. But, yeah, I'm real good friends with, you know, his group and Bishop Darrell McFadden and his group.
Mm-hmm. Now, for all our listeners, we're live on Restream as well. For all our listeners, again, go ahead, introduce yourself for you one more time. This is the Quartet Man. Go ahead and introduce yourself one more time for him.
Yes, I am Devin Antoine, the Quartet Man from Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
All right. Devin Antoine, the Quartet Man from Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. The home of Luther Barnes, grew up in the church with Luther Barnes and his family, know the family. And if you want to know about some quartet music, tell them about your blog and your place on your website and stuff like that.
Well, I have a radio station and a website called The Gospel Block. You can find it on Google Play. You can download the app. And we are live 24 hours. And I have a website called gospelblock.com. And you can find that on Google. And on the website, you'll see different videos and upcoming events. And you can also get access to the radio station there as well. And we're looking forward to more bigger and greater things coming for the Gospel Block.
Oh, man. This is my second time talking to you live, and I want to say to you, just like I said to you before, I appreciate your humbleness, your quietness of spirit. That's rare in this business. And I'm looking at my notes for tonight's broadcast, and I tend to like to talk myself, and I made a note, let the guests talk. Much interviews, artists other than, you know, you are more like pressing the flesh in person, but do you record in your interviews anything?
What, for my radio station?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't really done anything yet. I'm trying to get more artists to do radio drops. So, yeah, to come and, you know, come listen to the station and that sort of thing like that. Well, I'm going to get to it, though.
Yeah, no, yeah. You, God got his time to open the door. But I like what your perspective is, that you, in other words, it's not about you. It's about God and the artist. God and the artist.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I had the opportunity to be a part of Alabama Gospel Roots as a disc jockey, and I was on the program one time, and I had the opportunity. I wasn't there when Keith Wonderboy Johnson was on, but I wish I had been on when he was there. That way I would have got an opportunity to meet him. But I'm going to play a portion of a program that was recorded in Montgomery, Alabama. Mr. Stewart and another young lady is the head people there at the Alabama Gospel Roots, to Alabama Gospel Roots Television. They come on public radio station channel 42. I think it's every Sunday night, but I'm not quite sure the night that it's come on. But I'm going to mute both of our mics, and then I'm going to play. It's a portion. This was in 2020, 2 years ago. Gospel Roots,
okay.
Do Not Give Up with Keith Wonderboy Johnson. And we'll be back on the other side of it in probably about maybe 4 or 5 minutes. So you stay as long as you can, Devin, and we'll be back in a minute. Let's go ahead and play this.
All right. All across the country, I also have a management company.
Mm-hmm.
And besides touring and singing as Keith Wonderboy Johnson. So I'm doing a lot of things, and I'm just basically trying to live my life and live the dream.
Well, I was wondering if I could audition while I'm standing up here
come
in front
on,
of you.
Come
know.
On, come on.
Tell me how this. Now I need to stand like this when I'm singing, and then I grab the mic. I need to grab the microphone like that.
And do your shoulders. Yeah.
That'll work. I might not have to sing if I do it like that. Keith, we're so glad again to have you at Alabama Gospel Roots, man. And you'll do us a wonderful favor if you would sing one song before you get back to Brooklyn.
Sure. This is a message statement. Listen, let your haters be your motivators.
Mm.
And forget about the spectators.
My goodness.
Don't give up on your dream, because dream becomes a reality. All you got to do is don't give up. All you got to do, keep pushing.
Keep pushing. Awesome. Thank you for joining us on Alabama Gospel Roots. We appreciate it. Join us again next week at the same time. Keith Wonderboy Johnson.
Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Don't give up. Just keep pushing. Now groove with me a little bit. You're feeling it down and out. Now, another scene to be working. Time from two jobs. And your body's steady and hurting. You feel like there's no help. No help. You feel like your best ain't good enough, but you got to give it your all. Don't give up. Don't give in. You got to keep on pushing. Alabama got for roots. Let's rock for Jesus. You feel it down and out. Another CD to be working. High from two jobs. And your body's still there. You feel like there's no help. No help. Everybody out there, see the land, get your hand together. better put your hands together right now. And your body's still hurting. You feel like there's no help, no help at all. You feel like the best ain't good enough, but you got to stand tall. Don't give up.
All right. Hey, man, he be live, don't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, Devin, I appreciate you calling in, son. I'll leave this link. Well, you already got the link to the broadcast. So you can share it if you want to or whatever. And I don't know when you're going to do your tribute to him. But if you want to use part of this, you can, but it's up to you. I do appreciate you calling in, son. You are absolutely faithful.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm glad to be here.
Is there anything from, I'm looking at, what out of his songs, which one was your, you know, that got your attention that you like to play?
Oh, man, it's so many. One of my favorites is called Angels from the Center Revival album.
Oh, yeah.
I got an angel watching over me.
Center
Yeah,
Revival.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah. Josh was known for the big gospel hits as Let Go and Let God and Be Right and Hide Behind the Mountain. That was somebody else's song, Hide Behind the Mountain, but the key one, George Johnson, just put a spin on it that you actually felt comfortable hiding behind that mountain. You wouldn't be... having this second thought. And he also had I'm in Total Disbelief. That's what it says by Black Smoke Music Worldwide founder Kerry Douglas, who first discovered that's the one. That's where I was saying he first discovered Keith Johnson. Did you ever meet Douglas?
I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, but he's a good guy.
Keith Douglas, this is from Bob Marvick's article. He says that I'm in Total Belief, says Black Smoke Music Worldwide founder Kerry Douglas, who first discovered Johnson when he was performing at the American Gospel Quartet Convention in Birmingham, Alabama. I like how it's come back down here to us in Alabama. In the late 1990s, I saw Keith perform there, and I was just taken by how he moved the audience. You said the same thing when you saw him there at y'all place at Rocky Mountain. Man.
Right.
Douglas also recalls he was my first signing to become a major artist. Man. He said, we used to sell CDs after Capitol Truth magazine out of the trunk of our cars. We sold over 1,000 copies back in the day. Keith was like a brother. Woo! Man, that's hand to hand. That ain't nobody buying on the internet, is it? That's woo.
Oh yeah, he was an awesome guy. And the last program that I went to, he was there. He didn't even sing. He was just there supporting, man. We had a conversation and took pictures and hugged and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Douglas also say he was there when when Keith Wonderboy Johnson's first child was born. He said we fussed and fought with each other since we met. But the relationship built this company. A lot of big artists today stand on Keith's shoulder because of those sacrifices we both made in those early days. Keith began his career with Black Smoke and ended with Black Smoke. Oh man, that's a lifetime relationship. Most people move on and, you know, just go all kinds of ways. You don't find an artist maintaining a consistent relationship with anybody.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to read a little bit more about Johnson was born. Keith Lamar Johnson, May the 17th, 1972, in Brooklyn, New York. You said you had an opportunity to meet him many times, but did you get a chance to meet his family?
I only met his cousin.
You said that. Okay, all right. When he was 5 years old, Johnson's family started calling him Wonder Boy. That's where the name came from. Okay. For his wondrous musical talents. As a teenager, he enjoyed going to Harlem Apollo Theater to see great gospel acts such as John P. Key, Reverend James Cleveland. During his teen years, he sang with the Boys Choir of Harlem and with his favorite quartet group, the Spiritual Voices. Oh man, I bet it been awesome to meet him. In the industry, what in your aisles of the Wonder Boy Keith White Johnson, who left him early at the age of 50, where does he rank with you? So for his artists and just overall, his character and who he was?
In my book, I would say he was very, very close to making it to legend status.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he's a young guy, but he came out here, you know, with the old guys. He did so many shows with, you know, Robert Blair and Tommy Ellison, the Angelics, the Nightingales, and the Mighty Clouds, Willie Mel Johnson. He was with all of them before all the young guys came on the road, singing mm-hmm. professional. So, yeah, I would put him up there, you know, close to legend status in my book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing I'm reminded of. Different people that I know in my life, my wife, for instance, and how she, as a young girl, come up with the old ladies that went to church and did things in life. So I see where you're coming from in regards to Keith, one of the boy Johnson. As a small boy, he was in the presence of legends all the time.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. And he continued to lend himself to them artists as well. You know, just like you say, come to a program and instead of him being on the stage, he'd just be that support to cheer him on.
Right.
Go get him. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Is there anything else you might want to say in regards to Keith Wonderboy Johnson? I'm gonna go back to the studio while we're talking because I was on Bob Marver's page, but I'm gonna go back to the studio. No, ain't nobody else calling. Go ahead, you got the flow. Go ahead.
Okay, I will say he'll be missed all over the world, but you know, didn't do quartet. He did. He took the quartet on the contemporary side as well, because you know he did performed on the Stellar Awards and. You know, BET, Gospel Fest and all that. You know, he done stuff with Dr. Bobby Jones and Kirk Franklin and Ricky Dillon and all those guys. So he didn't just take – he didn't keep quartet in quartet. He branched out and did different things with quartet so other people can see us as well. So I thank him for doing that.
That's one of the things about – in this business, it is good to interact and, in other words, push other folks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And yeah, he pushed everybody. I mean, you know, I was coming from the bank today, and I was listening to one of the tributes that I did on Blog Talk Radio to him, and he was talking about when he'd be on stage, he always bringing up artists that don't nobody know but got powerful talent.
Right,
and he do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But once he bring them up and put them, they take off.
That's right.
I got one more song. Well, you stay as long as you want to. This is a Monday night, and I don't know what your schedule is like, but I'm going to play another cut. This is run 6 minutes and 57 seconds. Keith Wonderboy Johnson, Try Jesus. I did this recording and it uploaded in November of 20, and November 22nd of 20, and I'm gonna play it. But you stay long as you want to, Devin, because I enjoy talking to you and your humble spirit, and I think when I inbox you, I said I wanted you to go first, and God bless you. You were.
Oh yeah.
Play Keith Wonderboy Johnson, Try Jesus. I got the album showing on Restream. The album is showing is I have several of his songs in my collection of artists, but this one right here is the one where he, on the cover he got the tip in his hat. That's the one I like.
Oh yeah, okay.
Keith Wonderboy Johnson and the Spiritual Voices, and he said, "Just being me."
I said,
"Let me put up some that they while we're doing the broadcast, it definitely can be seen." Anyway, let me go to that particular cut. I'm trying to get it straight here on the screen. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to the studio. Okay, here we go, Devin. Runs about 6 minutes, almost 7 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Keith Wonderboy Johnson, and this musical tribute is to one of my favorites, Bishop Rance Allen, who always taught me, say, whatever you do for Christ, give it your best. So right now, let's have some church. Church Jesus.
Not too cute today. to your life. Right. Think about the things the Lord did, right. That the Lord did for you.
All, right.
All you got to say is all right.
All
you got to say is all right.
All
right. I'm gonna name some things.
Right.
He put a roof over your head.
All right.
Clothes on your back.
All right.
Food on your.
All right. We want to thank Devin Antoine, the Gospel Block, the Quartet Man, for joining us as our first guest here on the House of American Gospel Music Tribute to Keith Wonderboy Johnson here on Monday night for this special broadcast. We had lined up several other people. Darryl J. Jones, we had asked him to give us a call. Also, Bob Maverick, we had asked him to give us a call. And Devin chimed in first. We also asked Isaac Lindsay to call in. If there are any other listeners out there that are listening, you want to call in, you can do so and give us your take on your experience and your time with Keith Wonderboy Johnson. This next songs here, that runs about 40 minutes. The rising stars of the Keith Wonderboy Johnson. The picture that to the screen here in the corner of the page is the one where he's tipping his hat. And this group that is one of his favorite groups that he sang with, and he sang with so many different artists and so many different people. Powerful representative of the quartet, and he loved quartet music. Keith Wonderboy Johnson. Let's go back to the studio. Here, studio is piped in for internet from New York. That's where Keith Wonderboy Johnson was born, in Brooklyn, New York. All right, this is the rock stars, Keith Wonderboy Johnson. We recorded this in 2016, I believe, and uploaded it to the radio station. It runs about 40 minutes. If you want to call in, you can call in through our cell phone, which is 1-251-362-1935. Or you can call the radio station here at 563-999-3554. All right, let's give this one here a spin here. All right.
Oh yeah, do I have one witness in here tonight? No, he's real. from St. Louis, Missouri, some power-packed women. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, introduce them to you, Jewel and Converted.
Come on and count the hands. my hometown of New York City, always exemplifying brotherhood, introducing to you, Brothers in Christ.
Tennessee, two twin brothers spreading the good news. Introducing to you the Marvel Twins and Company.
Yeah. So I don't know how you feel, but I love Quartet.
Jones of Fantastic Entertainment.
Don't if I had 10,000 hands, I couldn't wave them enough for the things that you've alone.
from Blytheville, Arkansas, Pastor Tim Rogers and the Fellas.
Living in, and the freedom the world needs. looking for the good of them that love. Ooh, Lord. While traveling through this land, I'm holding on. I won't let go of my faith. Listen, if you wait a little while, it'll all be over someday. Oh, man. Yeah. They're working for the good of them that love. Yeah. If they're working.
know. He's real to me. He's real. I know the Lord is real to me. Ask me how I know. Sometimes when I'm feeling down, going around, even praying that I have found. Hey, hey. Feeling down. Can I say it one more time? Jesus is real. I know the Lord. He's real to me. Mama, he's real. I know the Lord. My man, he's real to me. Let me tell you how. Oh!
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. We want to thank you for joining us here tonight on House Super Duck and Gospel Musical Tribute to Keith Wonderboy Johnson. We want to give a shout out to all of our invited guests for tonight. Daryl J. Jones out of Crockett, Texas. Bob Marlin of the Music Journal. Devin Antoine of the Gospel Block, the Quartet Man, and Isaac Lindsay. On behalf of all of us here at House C Production Gospel Block Talk Radio, thank you. And to Keith Wonderboy Johnson family, keep your head up. God's grace. God knows what he's doing. And God bless you and your family during your time on bereavement. On behalf of all of us here at House C Production Gospel Block Talk Radio, located at 231 6th Avenue down south in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. We thank you. God bless you. And you'll see you next time, God willing, on House C Production Gospel Block Talk Radio. God bless you. Thank you.